And remember that catchphrase, there's an app for that? Well, today you might revise it to say there are too many apps for that and people have reached their limit. New data from the analytics company Comscore says about half of American smartphone users are downloading zero apps per month. Not great news for Apple's App Store or Google Play, and it's worse news for app makers. For more, let's check in with our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Dan Frommer is editor-in-chief at Recode. He joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning.
So what is going on here? Why are people downloading so many fewer apps than they used to?
I think the biggest thing is that the app market has matured. The App Store launched more than 8 years ago. And, you know, if you look at the list of the top apps, a lot of them have been around for a long time. Things like Facebook, Google Maps. And many of them are owned by two big companies, Facebook and Google, the ones I just said.
So there's no need to download new apps at that point? I mean, I'm thinking about Uber. Probably a lot of people have downloaded Uber in the last year, or Lyft, or some of the new companies that we put on our phones because we need them.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. People are still using apps a lot. App time is about 3/4 of all time on mobile. So there's a lot of usage going on, and there are still individual success stories that happen all the time. Pokemon Go,
right.
probably the most incredible app launch of all time, and it happened just this summer. So it's totally possible for a new app to take off, but it's not like the early days of the App Store where people were discovering all these new things they could do with their phones and downloading a bunch of new apps every month.
And does it indicate to you that we are leading in a direction that apps will be no more at a certain point, that we just won't download them anymore?
No, not at all. I mean, we'll probably download fewer of them over time unless, you know, something crazy happens that we can't predict and then, you know, none of this matters. But we'll still continue to use apps a lot. It's just a matter of, you know, adding new functions. There was a period of really huge growth, and now it's kind of tapered off.
So who does that affect in your world? Because there has been an entire industry built on creating apps for things, and companies all have to have their own apps.
Probably scrappy startups and indie app makers, because it's very easy to get a lot of attention for a new app if you're a big company or if you have a big brand attached to it, like Pokemon. It's much harder if you're independent or don't have as much money to invest in things like marketing. There's a market has taken off, mostly led by Facebook and Google, of paying to get people to download and install your app. That costs money, and if you don't have a lot of money, it's going to be harder for you.
And instead, what, you invest in mobile websites or what?
That's certainly one approach to it. I think a category like news is a good example, where a lot of news companies thought that they needed to make big, expensive apps. And for the majority of them, it hasn't worked out. It's worked pretty well for the New York Times, I would say, and actually NPR. But a lot of news organizations spent money on apps and then realized, oh, we also have to keep updating them every year or many times a year. And I would say that investment does not look so great for a lot of news organizations. But other things that you really need an app for example, Uber is a good example we talked about earlier. It uses things like location and storing data offline that well, actually, I don't know if Uber stores any data offline, so I'm not going to put that in there,
okay,
in their cap. But it certainly does things with your phone. Cameras, photography apps, for example. Anytime you want to use the camera, that's best done with an app as opposed to a website. So the web will be great for a lot of things, but so will apps.
You know, in addition to app developers who would be affected if people decide that they're not going to download near as many apps as they used to, there's also a whole advertising industry based on advertising within apps or advertising for you to download new apps.
Exactly. And so advertising new apps, you know, if it's harder to get apps, harder to get people to download apps, then those ads are lucrative if companies have the money to spend on them. And then, you know, advertising within apps, as long as the amount of time that's spent in apps continues to grow, and it has been, that's great for that ad market too. So advertising is actually looking like a decent business model for app companies.
And what does this mean for Apple and Google if people are downloading fewer apps? Is that a big part of their business?
For Apple, it's not. Apple's business, you know, pretty much almost almost all of it, but really the vast majority of their revenue and profit especially is from selling hardware.
Right.
So as long as the iPhone is the best phone for using apps, which I think it is, then Apple's in great shape. There are, you know, at least in terms of that, there are other issues with the growth of Apple that, you know, that are unrelated to the app market. Google, a little different. Google doesn't make much money from their apps either, but they are the world's biggest online advertising company. So,
right.
You know, and the app install market is one that they play in. So not great, but not terrible for them.
Well, we'd love to hear from our listeners about what they're doing when it comes to apps. They can weigh in at hereandnow.org. Dan Frommer, editor-in-chief at Recode, thank you.
Thank you.